The war on terrorism is making it difficult for foreign-born scholars to work on certain kinds of federally funded research projects, in particular those with direct connections to military weapons. UW officials say that's understandable, but the restrictions are being expanded to cover basic research, and that's causing problems, especially when it comes to basic medical research on things like antibiotics that could be used to defend against biological warfare. Timothy Mulcahy is the Associate Vice Chancellor for Research Policy at UW-Madison.
There's a lot of interest right now in the biological and biomedical sciences, biotechnology, mainly because some of those technologies are reasonably easy to subvert by those with malignant intent.
The Director of University Research Programs, Bill Vance, says the new restrictions sometimes make it hard to put together a competent team of researchers to compete for a grant.
We need to be able to hire the best and brightest to do good quality research. And if they're to control that, that takes it out of our hands to determine who those folks might be.
The new rules also ban the publication of research results for some projects. Timothy Mulcahy says that violates a basic principle of academic freedom.
Universities are open and always have been open, and the information and knowledge that we generate needs to be opened and shared. And we don't want to slip into a state where we acquiesce automatically to restrictions where we can't understand the logic.
Federal officials say they don't believe the rules are being enforced as arbitrarily as some universities claim. That's why the UW is working with other research campuses to gather data on just how many foreign nationals are being barred from research and how often scientists have been forced to keep secret the results of federally funded research. They hope presenting the hard evidence will lead to a change in the rules. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.